This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two people are dead and five others were injured after a shooting at a party in Amarillo, Texas. That's according to police, who said it happened at an event center early Sunday morning when a fight broke out between some of the attendees. One man died at the scene, another died at a nearby hospital. The injured victims are expected to recover. No arrests have been made as of last night, as authorities are investigating. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, an extreme long shot to win the GOP presidential nomination for 2024, is not mincing words when it comes to candidate Donald Trump.
A one-time ally and now GOP challenger of Donald Trump says the former president's campaign is for himself and himself only.
This is not somebody who's fighting for the American people and their future. This is all about his ego.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump only wants to undo his loss to President Biden in the 2020 election. Christie once again called Trump a three-time loser, noting that he not only lost to Biden, but Republicans lost the House in 2018 and the Senate in 2020. I'm John Schaefer.
SpaceX has another successful launch to celebrate. The company blasted off a Falcon 9 rocket just before midnight Eastern Time last night from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The rocket was carrying more Starlink satellites to spread broadband internet around the world. It was SpaceX's 46th mission this year. A lawsuit that was looking for reparations related to the 1921 Tulsa race massacre has been dismissed. The case was filed on behalf of the last three survivors of the assault, which was carried out by a mob in a Tulsa community called the Black Wall Street of the time. An Oklahoma judge dismissed it on Friday with prejudice, saying she agreed with the defendants who argued the plaintiffs did not suffer individual effects from the massacre. We are USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden is in Europe, where he'll visit three nations over the next 5 days.
Biden will meet with King Charles III in London on Monday to talk climate change and greet UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Then he's off to the NATO summit in Lithuania on Tuesday, with Russian aggression in Ukraine on the agenda. He'll wrap up his stay in Helsinki on Thursday to celebrate Finland becoming the newest member of NATO. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Some U.S. airports are still dealing with travel issues in the days following the 4th of July. FlightAware reports more than 7,600 flight delays within, into, or out of the United States on Sunday. Cancellations across the country surpassed 1,900. New York and New Jersey saw the worst issues. This comes as severe weather is hitting parts of the East Coast. Americans are still in the dark about how cocaine was found in the White House. The Biden administration is using the Hatch Act to not answer a reporter's questions. Lawmakers, on the other hand, are applying heat.
House Republicans demanding a briefing from the Secret Service on the cocaine found at the White House. Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer requesting a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of next week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures, Comer calling the incident unacceptable and shameful. The bag of cocaine found last Sunday night, which prompted an evacuation of the White House.
That's Laura Winters reporting. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for being there. USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Phil Hotzenfeller are going to be with us in just a moment. President and founder of American Faith. Lots of things to talk about, including the seven AGs that have expressed concern over Target's Pride campaign. Claim possible violation of state laws and shareholder interest. In fact, I just was on Newsmax over the weekend, and this issue came up. I think, you know, it's a fundamental issue, and I've been in business most of my life. And the thing is about business is that you're about, first of all, number one, you got to make money. And if you have stockholders, it is your responsibility to give them a return on their investment. So you've got, you know, you got to make money, return on investment, and protect your customer, because that is your source. That's how you do it. And in all these cases, things have been violated. Now, I understand Phil has joined us now. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to talk to you this morning. And yeah, wow. A lot of news going on in the Target world. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with what's happening, honestly.
I want to get into that for just a moment, but before we do, I was so proud of you to see you at Times Square. I mean, you're in New York at Times Square, and I am watching the people there and what Sean Foyt has done. I tell you, and the way you tell the story, I mean, this was like serendipitous. You were not scheduled. You didn't tell me you were going to Times Square. All of a sudden, I get this clip, and there you are in Times Square, and you're praying for people. And the thing was so cool about this, Phil, is I'm watching this, and I'm watching the people. And, I mean, there are men in tears. People are in tears. And the thought came to mind as you're, you know, sharing with them your heart and about this Jesus stuff, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, when I see Joe Biden talking, I don't see people, you know, with their heads bowed and tears rolling down their eyes. I see some grown men crying, but it's because of the cost of living that Joe Biden has thrust upon them and their families. But I mean, you know, it was really special. And I thought about this, and I think, wow, you know, here it is. I mean, you've been in ministry, what, over 35 years? Has it been 40 years now?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've had lots of experience and lots of stories. You and Tammy, when you opened up, Influence Church and the success stories there and the prayer wall and the things that are happening. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever go to their church, you'll see they have a prayer wall, which is, it reminds you, in a sense, in an N.I. Mill sort of way, of the wall in Israel. That's what inspired this. And people will go and they'll place in the wall, you know, prayer notes. And the prayers that are answered from that prayer wall, it is unbelievable. But all this to say, Phil, is that in all these years of experience, I mean, you keep doing this because this Jesus thing works, doesn't it?
You know, and it's, and I think what you said, it was unplanned for me to be there. Sean was planning to be there. I wasn't aware of it, but we had business in New York, and I just happened to check my Instagram, and I look and I go, well, he's here. I'm going to text him. And so I went down there, and then he said, hey, let's pray before we get started. And then he looks at me and goes, okay, you're speaking. And so, you know, which is great. I mean, you always want to be ready. And
right.
I think what you touched on is Sean really has created a movement in America that some may have wondered, you know, when COVID dies down, does this thing stop? And it hasn't. You know, and now he's on a capital tour, going to every capital in America this year, doing a Let Us Worship, in addition to things like Times Square. So, you know, God's just got his hand on him in a great way. And, you know, we love him. You know, he leads worship at our church periodically, and he's a good friend. He's got his Airstream trailer stored at our church, so I'm always reminded that Sean's around somewhere. But, I think
tell him I may want to borrow it. We're going to take the show on the road. Maybe we'll meet him up somewhere and we'll take his Airstream.
Well, I tried to get him to give it to the church and just turn it into a boutique, because he really needs an airplane trailer. He doesn't have time for trailers.
Right.
But I haven't gotten anywhere there with that yet.
Okay.
So anyway,
we'll keep praying that God will drop a plane on him, and then figuratively speaking, of course, and then you'll be blessed with the Airstream. That's awesome. But yeah, it's just I just thinking about it, and then of course, you know, I was watching the service, and you talk about music, what you've done with influence music, and you've got a special event that's coming up. I mean, again, if you've not been exposed to influence music, Phil, out of nowhere, what you've been able to do, in a sense, create a label and bring together the talents of very gifted musicians that are just so awesome. And, you know, the times that I've been able to come and text you and say, hey, I'm in town, you know, is there going to be room in the church for me? Oh, no, just come on and don't worry about it. And you guys have always been so hospitable. But the thing that blesses me so much is that, you know, God's Spirit is there amongst the people attending and upon that worship, because it's clearly anointed. I mean, men running up to the front of the altar, which I don't see in a lot of churches. And I think I mentioned to you, I go, wow, this is, to me, this is the start of a revival. This is where this starts to ignite some incredible things, especially when men are involved like this and voluntarily. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this, Phil, since the days that I was involved with Promise Keepers.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a real men's movement. It started really last fall with a men's conference we did in the mountains. And, you know, the first one we ever did. I mean, if I'd have known I got this kind of result, I'd have done it sooner, but it really, something clicked. And now, you know, the men are probably, I don't know, 4-1 to women coming forward and worshiping, and man, they're engaged. And we have more community groups for men than we do for women now. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
So you're making Tammy jealous? Is that what you're doing now? Is that your goal?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with her. I mean, she's always running faster than me, for sure.
No, I know that. But anyway, real quickly, because we've got about a minute and a half left of this segment. I mentioned that you had something special coming up with Influence Music. Do you want to tell our audience about this? Because, again, the success that you've had, I mean, with this label and with Influence Music, I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, tell our audience about that, because this is really the hand of God.
Yeah. Well, this is, I believe, I've kind of lost track. I think this is our sixth album, and it will be released on Friday. We've released a couple of singles already, just to kind of warm up the crowd, so to speak. We've got some great guest artists on it, like Mac Brock, Kim Walker Smith, plus our regulars, Matt Gilman, Melody, Noel Hernandez, and Whitney. So it's a really great album. We recorded it live at the Grove here in Anaheim last year.
Oh, very cool.
It takes about a year for an album to go through the cycle of, you know, writing the songs, recording the songs. You know, then you've got to master them, and then you go through a release cycle. So we're about a year out, and that's just pretty typical for us.
Yes.
But we've had great success. We've got, you know, one of our albums was number one. One of them was Billboard number one.
Wow.
And all of them have placed in, you know, top five spots. So we've done...
Got to go to break. More from Phil after this.
Your very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Yes, we are. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hotzenfiller. He is the president and founder of American Faith, also senior pastor of Influence Church. You know, with all due respect, Phil, you know, I keep saying, you know, because some people, you know, wonder about, you know, where this country is right now. And I think, you know, what would the trans movement look like if Jesus was here? You know, and the thing is, and I asked that question this morning, and the Holy Spirit was quick to remind me that, oh, Jesus is here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's where we as the church, we are Jesus, and we need to take a stand against this insanity. Now, I understand, you know, Jonathan Cahn talked about the rise of the gods. You and I have discussed this. We know that the spirits are coming out. But if we don't take a fortified stand against the insanity, and, you know, this was why Jesus instituted the church, so that we could take that stand. And here we are. I mean, this is like, right now, it's like we're a little bit in the minor leagues. You know, we're not quite in the major leagues yet, but we're in the minor leagues in terms of dealing with these spirits and dealing with this insanity. And if we're folding our tents at this level in the minor leagues, what are we going to do when it really gets serious?
Amen. Amen. Well, I just sent you
I saw that.
Titles of my new book that I'm literally writing right now. But that was
so here. See, we're channeling each other. This is scary stuff, right?
Yeah, so what we really wanted to do was, it's easy to write a fear book about what's happening in the world, okay? And and Jonathan Cahn is not one of those guys. I mean, he's brilliant. I you know, I want to grow up and be like him, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I
yes.
also think when we talked about, we said, how do we provide hope in the middle of all of this? And so what I really tried to do in this was provide some of those things. So the first half is kind of talking about what's happening in our world, but then I kind of move into, what is unshakable faith look like? How do you stop demonic infiltration in your home and your school? You know, how to think clearly, the power of logic, reason, and common sense, you know? So some of these kind of things, you know, hope is a person, you know, that's a last chapter. So I think we can get out of balance pretty quick on this subject of end times and condition of the world, and forget that God is in control of this, regardless how bad it looks. Right.
Right.
And
exactly.
God always has a remnant He protects and cares for. So I just think people need to hear that message more and more, because we get enough bad news. You know, it's time for some good news. And
exactly,
honestly, there's a lot out there.
Well, Tammy and I talked about this, Phil. I don't know if she told you or not, but we talked about Ephesians 6 and the weapons of our warfare. And my prayer has always been is that we would become proficient. And how do you become proficient with the weapons of your warfare? Is you got to take them out. You got to practice. You've got to inculcate them in your life to where it's instinctual, that you know when there is a fiery dart coming, you don't have to think, okay, Ephesians 6 is just, no, you know, automatically you raise up, you know, the shield of faith, right? That quenches the fiery. You just do that in an instant. And you know also when there's an attack on your faith, when you need the word, then it's the sword of faith that comes out. Instinctively it comes out. And that is the opportunity we have. Like you said, it's a dress rehearsal. But it's even more so than that, is that we've got to be serious in knowing that, look at opening night's going to happen, right? In that context.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So that's our prayer. Yeah,
that is. And, you know, and so if we just keep our eye on the goal, and the Bible says the goal is Jesus, you know, I mean, we're looking at Jesus. And when you start looking around at anything, you know, and look, I talk about this stuff a lot, whether it's in church, on American Faith or whatever, whether it's stuff like World Economic Forum, what's going on with politics. Hey, I'm engaged in that, and I want to do what I can, but I'm not taking my eye off the ball.
I mean, amen.
And it's Jesus. And if we just stay there, let this, you know, the environment you focus on, you'll become like it. And you have to be careful that you don't become like this insane world we live in right now.
Right. But this is a great opportunity in terms of enlarging your faith. You know, it's like I told you when we first started, this Jesus thing works. But if you don't use this Jesus thing, you don't know to what degree it works. You don't realize the power that is within you that Jesus went to the cross for you to have. that the Holy Spirit is here to make sure, as he continues to hover over the chaos, I mean, for God to love us this much, Phil, and to invest this kind of power and this kind of love towards us, I mean, to me, boy, I'll tell you, that just brings me to my knees, frankly.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, I want to read just a couple of lines here, because this is from one of the chapters in my book, and it starts out, "The world is not falling apart, it's falling into place."
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
You know, and if you think about it, we're living in the best days of recorded history, because we're living in the fullness of time, fullness of the Spirit, fullness, and the fullness of revelation. And so we have every reason to be hopeful, because God is, you know, he's working. Listen, he's working in all of us to work out good, because we're called according to his purpose. And God has a plan that just far exceeds our ability to even understand. And I think that's the bedrock of what we have to understand as we move forward in time.
You see, and when you understand this, you appreciate what the prophet was saying when he said that that he knows the plans that God has for you, you know, to give you a future and a hope, you know, and, you know, that's amazing that, you know, to your point exactly, is that these plans that God has for us are for our good. This is all falling in place to bring us to that final chapter to where, hey, we get to party on, as my good buddy Tony Campolo would say. You know, we get to party on in paradise. I mean, how good is that going to be?
Amen. Well, and that's what we're designed for. We're designed to glorify him, enjoy him and the world he's made, and then look forward with expectancy for, you know, the second installment. You know, that's eternity.
And amen. Yeah.
So not to over-focus on that and neglect time, but to keep both of them like a, you know, like two rails on a train. I mean, they're both important to keep the train on the track.
That's correct. Exactly. Okay, the topic we were going to bring, we got about 2.5 minutes left, these AGs, you know, God bless them for having the courage to step forward and to, you know, take a stand against this issue, what's going on with, you know, whether it's Target, you know, Bud Light, and on, these businesses that are in business, you know, to make money, to serve the customer. I mean, Phil, I grew up with that school that, you know, the customer is always right. And if you ever had any doubt, you know, you always refer to that number one law, and that is the customer is always right. You got to take care of the customer. But here we are in this inverted world in which we live in right now, where, you know, the customer is being debased at the expense of, you know, the stockholders. And there's a fiduciary responsibility that these corporations have to the shareholders, isn't it?
Oh, there is, and they almost seem to neglect it. You know,
yeah.
Disney stock is at 89. This time last year it was at 200. Mm-hmm. How would you like to own Disney stock right now?
Oh, exactly.
They're not making any good changes. They're
no.
going down the
oh, exactly.
you know, down the spiral.
Well, what have they lost on their movie? Their movie franchises alone, I think so far this year, $900 million they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the latest report. That's just movies. We're not talking about the $40 billion they lost in Florida. That's a whole other issue. That's $40 billion and counting, like you said. And nobody, I mean, yes, okay, they get rid of their CEO, but they're still a hot mess.
Oh yeah, they're no better than they were before.
Yeah, it's crazy. But all these businesses, whether it's Target or you know, Bud Light. I mean, Bud Light, they finally got rid of you know, the person that was, you know, that brought them, you know, this stupid campaign. But, you know, regardless, I mean, Phil, I mean, they destroyed their brand in a matter of weeks that took them. How many decades did it take them to build up and to become the number one selling beer in the country? And it's gone in a matter of weeks.
Yep. Yep. It's funny. I was at a restaurant. Someone came out and said, do you want anything to drink? Maybe a beer or wine? I said, do you have Bud Light here? And they go, no. And I go, good.
Bill,
here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. Two people are dead and five others were injured after a shooting at a party in Amarillo, Texas. That's according to police, who said it happened at an event center early Sunday morning when a fight broke out between some of the attendees. One man died at the scene, another died at a nearby hospital. The injured victims are expected to recover. No arrests have been made as of last night, as authorities are investigating. A lawsuit that was looking for reparations related to the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre has been dismissed. The case was filed on behalf of the last three survivors of the assault, which was carried out by a mob in a Tulsa community called the Black Wall Street of the time. An Oklahoma judge dismissed it on Friday with prejudice, saying she agreed with the defendants who argued the plaintiffs did not suffer individual effects from the massacre. A drink invented by pirates, it's National Pina Colada Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the registered dietitian Chelsea Amer going to be joining us. She's got easy, nutritious snacks for kids to make your summer adventures back to school season a whole lot easier.
Do you have kids running between summer camps, or are you prepping for back to school? This time of year gets hectic, so having convenient snacks that kids love is a lifesaver if you're looking to hold them over in between meals. I'm Chelsea Emer, and these are some of my favorite snacks as a registered dietitian. First, these five-ingredient, no-bake oatmeal bars are so easy to make. They're made with bananas, nut or seed butter, oats, flaxseed, and cinnamon. Try these fruit and veggie pouches from Go-Go Squeeze, part of their Happy Collections. The collection strives to provide in-demand benefits for growing children, targeting brain health, gut health, and immune support. None of these pouches have added sugar, which I love, and you can find them at Walmart, Target, Amazon, or on GoGoSqueeze.com. We have whole grain crackers and snack-sized cheese, because who doesn't love crackers and cheese? It's an easy way to get in whole grains and protein with zero prep required. The only caveat here is that cheese needs to be refrigerated, so only take this one with you on the go if your kids will be eating it within 2 hours. And that's it. Nutritious snacks that make my kids happy, nourish their growing bodies, and make life a whole lot easier. And I hope they do the same for you.
Well, there she is, Chelsea Amer. Appreciate her insight here to make things a little bit easier as we head into the summer months. And snacks are so doggone important. You know, this I tell you, I love this. You know, women instinctively know how to do this. I mean, they will have snacks to the ready, you know, for the kids, even for the husband units and that. Because guys, we just, you know, we're jumping in the car. We're moving. We're getting out of here. We don't even think about provisions, you know, and so we appreciate that that our wives, you know, are watching out for us and our kids as we, you know, go flying down the road here, that's for sure. Let's just get in on some news here, some breaking news, and it seems that, you know, we're hearing some more of, you know, little intrigue, according to Fox News, kind of the palace intrigue that goes on at the White House, and Joe Biden seems to be, you know, feeling the pressure of it all. I don't know if you happen to see here recently when, you know, a reporter had asked him a question and, you know, about his son, and the first answer was kind of no, and it was measured. And the next thing you know, he kind of shouted at the person and just intimidated him. And I thought, whoa, that's quite telling. And what we're hearing, you know, from the White House now is that this is Joe Biden. This is Uncle Joe. Not so nice kind of, you know, kind of response here. So is he feeling the pressure of all this? Is he also feeling the pressure of, you know, what's happened with, you know, with Hunter Biden and the grandchild that he doesn't want to acknowledge? And I'm with you on this. I mean, you know, all he has to do is just be a grandpa, you know, and you know, continue the ruse, I guess, but he can't, that he is genteel and a nice guy. But here it is. He's got a seventh grandchild that he doesn't want to acknowledge. They don't want the grandchild to have the Biden name. Okay, I was writing a commentary, and, you know, I got through it, and I've been thinking, having second thoughts about it, because I feel for this little girl, 4 years old, for what she must be going through. And I wrote in the commentary that, you know, I hope and pray that she understands, you know, when she gets to that point, to realize that, you know, that she didn't, you know, it wasn't about being rejected by her father as much as her father and his parents rejecting God. Because the family is something that's instituted by God, not by the Biden family, not by the Trump family or anybody else. God is the one who has instituted the family. And children are absolutely precious in the eyes of God. And what the Bidens have chosen to do here is just, I mean, it's unconscionable. It just doesn't even fit into the context of what most of us would believe are, you know, values within, you know, within American society. To honor the family, and I say this, yes, I say this on the heels of all that this country has done in disrespecting life and killing over a million babies, and, you know, all that's happened with abortion and that. I mean, we're going to pay for this, you know, for decades to come. What this has done, you know, to our society, but you know, something as simple as this, and it seems so academic, but when you don't respect life, then, you know, here's a four-year-old that's being shunned. And look, I'm not claiming perfection here. We all make mistakes. But, you know, for the President of the United States, you would just hope that, I pray for him. I pray for his family. I pray for this little girl. I pray for her mother. And I pray for Hunter Biden with, you know, all that he must be dealing with. I mean, here it is. You know, they find cocaine in the White House. And who do they associate? I mean, immediately. I mean, there was just no question about it. If even when you went to the liberal side of the media and you asked them, who do you think, you know, whose cocaine was it? Well, initially, I mean, they all wanted to say it was Hunter and laugh about it. But that's the association. And as one reporter said, that in all the years of the White House, I don't think they've ever found cocaine in the White House. It's not to say that cocaine hasn't been in the White House before, but just saying they've never found cocaine that we're aware of. But it's just interesting, the relationship of cocaine and Hunter Biden, who these days, I guess he doesn't have a home, he's kind of a boll weevil, and his home has become the White House, is what I'm told. And, you know, so you make that correlation, fairly or unfairly. And people are laughing about it, but it's just like, whoa, you know. So I'm sure all this is weighing a bit on the Biden family, not to mention all the other stuff that's going on. You know, we got whistleblowers that are talking. You've got a whistleblower who is running for his life that has audio of the president's voice involved with, the shakedown and the hustling and the bribery scandal that's going on. It's crazy for all that's been happening, and certainly what happened in contrast with the Trump family. And you think, wow, I mean, this tells you clearly, I don't think you need to have a big investigation. I don't think you need special prosecution, a special prosecutor to adjudicate this deal. We know it's a mess. We know that we're dealing with a two-tiered system here. And you've got a majority of America that even agrees with this idea that, Hunter Biden was treated with such favoritism that they don't like it. They believe it's prejudiced. Because I think instinctively we all believe in fairness. And when things aren't fair, and you consider all the people, and it's interesting, you talk about, if you want to bring it into the race deal, and I hate to do this, but you look at the people who are in jail, they're not the favored sons. Mostly blacks are in jail for doing lesser crimes than Hunter Biden. And, of course, they finessed this whole deal. They drug it out so the statute of limitations would have expired and that he'd be able to get away with this and avoid jail. I mean, this was all orchestrated. I mean, it doesn't, regardless, you hear some of these, some of these FBI officials and counselors, attorneys themselves, who go on and they're being investigated and they're being questioned by our elected officials, and they just, they deflect. They can't, of course you can't, they're not going to answer the question. They're not going to admit to doing anything wrong here, right? I mean, we're just not going to fool ourselves. And we sit there with anticipation, and God bless the Republicans for asking the question. But it's kind of what Larry Klayman said. After all that's said and done and you get all the documents, what are you doing about it? Is anybody going to get fired? Is anybody going to go to jail? What is going on? Because this is what's coming down to, is the American people have about had it with this. Because we continue to pay for this and pay for this incompetence, to pay for this stealing and lying and cheating that's taking place. And, again, we get back to the basics. How do we know that our votes are really going to be counted in 2024? That's what I want to know. I want to know that our voting process is going to be secured, and that the Mark Eliases and all these other Democratic operatives are not going to be able to go into these state houses and tilt the balance of power in their favor.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
He's at work. 4635. Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and Focus on the Family is director of PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz joins us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great news. Sound of Freedom, boy, $40 million in 6 days is what they've done. Great response. And I got to tell you, without exception, which is unusual, without exception, you know, the Christian community that will send me a note and, you know, from time and again is consistent with it. Yes, it's a tough movie to watch. But they are appreciating it, and they're coming out in numbers. And, of course, the way this is set up, the way, the people who, Angel Studios, that have also operated Chosen, have a pay-it-forward element to this. And Tim Ballard had said, Tim, of course, the special agent, it's his story, and that this is all based on. Had told me, he said, "Look, at our goal is to sell, you know, 2 million tickets for the two million. Was it 2 million or 2 billion? I think 2 billion tickets.
2 million. Something. 2 million.
Yeah, 2 million. Yeah, 2 million tickets for the 2 million. Human trafficked young people that have been caught in this net."
And I don't know exactly how many tickets they've sold, but I think that the success of this movie once again leaves mainstream Hollywood flat-footed, gape-mouthed. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, man, there's been a lot of criticism from this movie, about this movie, from the left. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it. You know, what I'm hearing is things like, oh, it's QAnon adjacent. And
yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
With conservative, you know, conspiracy theories. I'm like, there's no conspiracy theories here. This is a real issue. This is a story about a guy who is inspired to do something to save children from sexual trafficking. I don't see how this is a political movie. I just don't. Now, if somebody says something in interviews about their beliefs or whatever, fine. But, you know, to call it QAnon adjacent and dismiss it, there has been a lot of dismissive tone in the mainstream media, and I don't get it. Like, if we can't all get on board with the cause of helping children escape the plight from being kidnapped and turned into sex slaves.
Yes.
It leaves me scratching my head a little bit, Bill.
Well, we shouldn't, because the reality is there is a there's a consumer base for sex trafficking. This is why America is either number two or number three in the world for sex trafficking, because we have people here that are they're into it big time. This is their deal. This is why, you know, even with the people coming through the border, and we have no idea of how pernicious this thing is. I mean, every once in a while people are shocked when they go, oh my goodness, this was happening in my neighborhood. Well, no kidding. And more so than you realize, especially when you got we've had 5 million illegal immigrants. I don't know how many that translates into young girls that are coming in unaccompanied. But, you know, we've known that sex trafficking, I mean, since I got behind the microphone 15 years ago, sex trafficking was an issue. And I had people that were on the, would come on the air, I would interview, we would talk about sex trafficking, and it's only gotten worse. By the way, for ticket sales, 1.6 million so far, with a goal of 2 million tickets. So
okay,
we should definitely hit that. And right now, I think it's guaranteed to run in the movie houses through, I think, around the 13th of the month is what the guarantee is. And what will cause it to go further is if it's all about ticket sales.
That's how it works.
Right.
Yep. And I think with regard to the sexual trafficking question and the things that, you know, have to do with the border, it's not my area of expertise, but I have some good friends who do medical missions. They live on the border in Texas and, you know, for decades have gone into Mexico doing medical missions. And his boots on the ground, firsthand observation is they systematically prey on women and children. Like, it's the whole thing is set up to pick off the vulnerable. And man, we've got to engage on these issues, Bill.
They brought up a good point though. You remember in the movie, what did he say about sell drugs once, but
right?
But for women
today for 10 years, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean that's disgusting, but that's the mathematical equation that they're utilizing, and this is why this has become a big deal, not to mention the fact that, you know, we said this a long time ago, is by the grace of God, there needs to be a revival in such a way to where we would stop participating in, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex. I mean, we are participating. We are doing the very thing that Jesus said, God help you if you harm any of these little ones, right?
And
Caviezel says in the movie very powerfully, our kids, God's kids, are not for sale.
They're not for sale.
I mean, think about that.
And I think this movie absolutely is a wake-up call that slavery is not an 18th or 19th century issue.
No, not at all.
That is more prevalent today than at any time in history. And this movie is a wake-up call. Mainstream Hollywood doesn't like it. Even if you're not going to see it, you can buy a ticket and pay it forward for somebody else to see it, which is just a brilliant model, I think. And
exactly.
I critique the movies. I don't advocate very often. But I think this is one of those moments when you have an opportunity to participate in a film that is dealing with a huge subject and telling an important story. And I would consider you to really, or I would challenge you to really think about that.
Exactly. Well, there's no question that it has a critical impact to the culture, no doubt. And the question I would have is that, to your exact point here, here we are, deja vu one more time, we are, you know, involved with slavery in a modern context, and, and the thing that blows my mind here is I'm going, okay, all right, let's just go along with the narrative and say, look, you know, blacks were enslaved, we've got all this stuff, we're talking reparations, everything. Where are the blacks? Where are the blacks right now? Why aren't they coming out in mass, yelling and screaming in the name of slavery about this? You know, because they know what kind of impact on their own humanity that slavery had for them.
Yeah.
And I challenge, you talk about challenging people of faith. I challenge blacks, people of color, to come out against this and say, take a stand, because you know better, just like the same thing, like we have people from, you know, because what you love about America is become such an homogenization of all these immigrants that have come from all over the world that have experienced Marxism and communism and everything firsthand. And they're speaking when they can, but they themselves, I think, are more outspoken about the dangers that America finds itself in today in messing around with socialism and playing these political games, because they go, wait a minute, this is how it started in our country. And this is why we left. Where are we going to go if America goes under? There's no place for us to go. And so at least they're taking a stand, but they need to be given more, you know, more time and space and presence to hear their stories. That's why, you know, Adam, I said, you know, because, you know, I live here in Florida, and the big thing during summertime, you know, or spring break, is everybody goes and they descend in Miami Beach and they're there and all the young kids and everything. And I said, and I even told the mayor of Miami, Suarez, I said, look, you know what we got to do? We put benches out there in Calle Ocho, okay, right there in Little Cuba in Miami. And we invite these kids. I don't care. Bus them in. Let's bus these kids in from all over the place, and we'll bring them to Calle Ocho there in Little Cuba there in Miami. And we'll feed them lunch. We'll just have a big fiesta there, and then they can talk to the people who live there that came from Cuba. And they'll tell them, they'll give them a history lesson they'll never get in college. Yale, you know, Harvard's not going to give them this kind of Class A education that they would get from the people who have experienced communism firsthand and educate these kids as to what's going on. I think that would be the best investment that we could make on behalf of these kids in their education, and also uplift the people there in Calle Ocho and Little Cuba. What do you think? Did we lose him? Well, here we go. It was so profound. I took the breath right out of him, and along with it, the electricity that connected our our phones. But, I mean, you know, this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've got enough evidence. There's a lot of smart people around here, and we've got to see this for what it is. And we end up getting ourselves deeper in trouble at a time when we say, look, we've got to turn to God. And it's like, wait a minute, you can't turn to God with, you know, one foot in the world and one foot thinking you're going to be spiritual and everything. You got to be all in. Adam, sorry for the disconnect here, but no, and we got a minute left.
And then I started to talk and you couldn't hear me, so I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
You know, I think I wanted to just say the stories we tell are so important, and this is a story we need to engage with, and we need to remember the stories of the past, like you were talking about with regard to communism, because if we don't, we're going to walk right into those traps again.
Exactly. And here we are. I mean, it's like, to your point, here it is. I mean, we're reliving the 18th and 19th century all over again, and we're supposed to be smarter. But like, you know, like the historians say, you know, that the reason we keep repeating history is because we don't learn from history.
Yep, that is exactly right, Bill. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Well, Adam, where can the good folks go for more information and to be in the flow of the know and take advantage of all the great resources that Focus has for them?
You can come to PluggedIn.com, and we're a ministry of Focus on the Family.
You got it. Adam Holtz, thank you, sir. God bless. Take care.
Bye.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000. Honorary.